Okay, so it's Paul Hurst here on board the Key 103 media bus at Waterhead Academy, and I'm joined by Mrs. Holdsworth, who's one of the careers advisors at the school. Could you tell us what's been happening in school today?
Well, we've had the Key 103 media bus, and we've had quite a few creative and media students on board, but the focus has been very much about understanding what an apprenticeship is and the myth-busting things that they may or may not know about it, and trying to give them good understanding of the reality of what they are.
So one of your responsibilities in school is to help young people with careers advice. Generally speaking, how would you describe, you know, people's aspirations, and what are young people like when they're coming to see you?
So, very, very traditional. I get a lot of students that are wanting to progress onto a college route and then onto university. There are some that will look at apprenticeships, but they tend to be thinking it's for plumbers, it's for joiners, it's for hairdressers. And their understanding of what an apprenticeship is and the routes that you can do, it's quite astounding as to what they actually don't know.
So is the bus useful then for coming in and these sessions? What kind of difference do you think they make?
Right, so because from a practical point of view, they are finding out from staff that are trained, but also people that are in industry who have got contacts with apprentices, what they are. They've come up with some real interesting
like an observation.
Yes, yeah, of like what the reality is. Like one of the groups that we had earlier on today, they really understood what they are and how to go about it, and the fact that there's different levels, the salaries, you know, not low. It can be up to £150 a week. You can do it in loads of different areas. University, that was a massive thing that came up about the cost of university. And if you are lucky enough to get an apprenticeship in a company and they put you through university, they will fund it. And the students that are thinking of going on to like careers such as media, they don't have to pay for it. You know, if they get a job in a company and they will fund their university fees, then that's a massive chunk of money they never have to pay back.
So what kind of vibe do you think the staff have had of this bus day? What's the word in the staff room?
Well, I'll have to see when I go back. But from the creative media guys, they have been really impressed with the knowledge that the kids have come back with. I mean, they're quite savvy anyway, and it comes to media-related activities. But hopefully from my perspective, I'm going to get a lot more people coming to see me and wanting to know the reality of what apprenticeships are, and getting to think about that it's not just a route that's a secondary route, it can be the best route for somebody depending on what they want to do.
If the school's out there thinking about whether the Key 103 bus, for example, should come into school and work on careers projects, what would you say to those people?
Oh, take the opportunity. It's not, you can't get the message out to every single student that is in the school, because you can only have up to 12 people in a group at one time. But those students that are in here will pick up on such key facts, and it'll get disseminated out. They'll chat to the friends, they'll pass the message on. And so from a practical point of view, okay, you can't get the whole year group in, you can't get the whole school in, but it's a trickle effect. And for those students that we've seen today, they know more now about apprenticeships than they ever will do, and they can then take that in terms of their decision-making. So from a careers perspective, when they do make that decision, whether it's in 6 months and they leave in 6 months, or whether it's in a year and 6 months' time, their decision is going to be based on what's right for them, and they'll know more about the reality of what's out there.
Well, Mrs. Holdsworth, thank you very much for having us. It's been a pleasure to be in school today. And I must say, it was a pleasure to have a Christmas dinner as well. I've got to say that, how much school dinners have changed from days way back when. So it really has been a delight to be in your school today. And you can listen, if you listen to this particular podcast, you can listen to some of the students from Waterhead Academy. Just a few tweets back, they're one of the groups, the interviews on there for you to listen to. So from the Key 103 bus, it's goodbye. See ya.